In 3, we're ready to start. 2,
cleared for takeoff.
1,
testing.
Catch up now for real.
Turn it up.
Spin 103. Woo! Fully charged.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Now that we're all prepared, let's start the show.
1, 2.
I think it is safe to say there were many questions in this morning's show that needed answers.
Yeah, I didn't get any.
Did you get Pitbull tickets? What did I get for my birthday?
Did you sort out Pitbull tickets for me? Did I get Pitbull tickets?
Trying my best. I don't want to give anything away.
Well, he's giving it away because he's still trying his best. And the sad thing is, and I've said it during the show, you'll hear it multiple times, he's only doing this for his own.
Why do you say that? Why are you saying that? My PR did take a hit last Friday. If you didn't listen to the show, I made Graham dance around and sing on Grafton Street for a ticket that I didn't have because I thought it'd be funny. And you know, sometimes in life you crack a joke and not everyone in the room laughs.
I do the same to you, to be honest. I would, and I've been harping on it all weekend. Oh, poor me. I do the exact same thing to you.
I wish you said that on the show.
No.
You're just saying this in the intro of the podcast.
Exclusive for the podcast listener because they're very special. They went out and sourced this. But, you know, didn't get Pitbull tickets, not going to see them. It's going to be very sad. However, it was even worse for me yesterday. On Sunday, Ranelagh Gaels.
Yeah, go.
Whew. You'll know exactly
not
why.
Good.
I'll just
good.
Click a button and we'll go back in time with us. But with you, it's going to be in the present.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
My name is Graham O'Toole. This is Nathan O'Reilly.
Guten Morgen. Hope you had a good weekend. Graham, the boil has disappeared from your face.
Once he disappeared, it's gone down a little bit. However, he has a friend coming beside my nose now.
Oh no, nostril now?
No, to the side of the nose there. I've got cream on it. I'm trying to keep on top of it. But sure, that's what I said about the last one.
And does your nose still smell of raw meat?
That's an ongoing problem I'm trying to sort out.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Yesterday, it was a dark day in the season of Ranelagh Gaels. It is my Gaelic team. I just joined them this year after about 5 or 6 year hiatus.
It was beautiful to see you back in the game. You're bottom of the league table.
No, we're not now. We're fourth bottom. Yes, we are in a relegation fight because we only have one league game left. But it wasn't the best days for us yesterday.
Now, should say as well, the only games that they have won, you haven't been playing.
No. You were at the game, our first game we won. I was taken off due to an injury.
And then your team won.
Look, let's stop pointing fingers at me.
Yeah, okay,
all right,
sorry.
It's a team effort here, Nathan.
Let's just focus on yesterday.
It's
you're back.
Effort.
Yeah.
We're playing Round Towers Lusk. They're second in the league. We're 12th. A bit of a difference there. They bet us by a good bit.
Can you reveal the score?
They bet us by 29 points.
Goodness gracious! How many players did you have on the pitch?
Surprisingly, it was 15 each.
Oh my God!
Look, it was a bad day at the office for the Ranelagh Gaels, but it could have been even worse for myself if it wasn't as quick thinking. Because remember a month ago, it was my first game in a month after my concussion against Portobello.
Yeah, you ran into somebody's knee.
So my first game back, a little bit kind of weary, I'd say, that something could happen to me. But could you imagine my surprise when I turn up and the team are there and one of the lads in the team says, I heard them in their dressing room, they're looking for the fella from the radio.
Oh no.
Now, we know that you are also on the same team as Pat Kenny.
Pat was out injured. He had a pulled hamstring. But they were talking about the guy from the radio in their change room. One of our players could hear them. So, Nathan, there was a bounty on my head going on the pitch. I was already at a disadvantage. All I'm thinking about is, here's another concussion. We're going to go to the hospital again. This is going to be horrendous. So, all the way during the match, I'm like, I hope they don't notice me. Good job. I work on the radio, not on television.
Yep.
I hope they don't spot my massive boil. That could give me away because I was talking about the boil. And then maybe about halfway through the second half, my marker goes to me. He goes, here, which one of you guys is on the radio? And I paused and I had two options there. I could man up and say it was me.
Yeah.
Or I could point to our midfielder the biggest man on the pitch and say, see that number 8 over there? His name is Nathan.
Oh.
Go for the shoulder. It's his weak point. He dislocates a lot of the time. And I got out of it.
Did you do it?
No, he didn't. I told him that it was the big guy over there called Nathan. But that was it. So I got out of it.
Ah, oh, you coward.
I am a little bit.
That's bad for the brand.
What are you on about?
Because now people are going to think I'm this big, beautiful Adonis in centre mid.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
I have a nice cup of Joe beside me. I have a big box of donuts and I have a newspaper because that is what you need to have when you are a radio presenter. Graham, set the scene. Up my little button there. Here we go. Now, I have the Irish Daily Star in front of me.
It's the only paper we read in the morning.
Other stars are available. The headline, Gulls Just Want to Have Fun. They are speaking about Dublin seagulls. They've been barred from the city's iconic Guinness Brewery. Now, seagulls, let's be honest, they're regal to look at.
They're not.
But they are mighty aggressive. And why they've been barred is just due to health and safety. If the seagulls build any nests, apparently they can just, you know, remove the nests of the seagulls. I find that very surprising.
I'd say people are flicking around the radio stations now and they actually think, am I listening to Brian Dobson of Morning Ireland?
I would have said Sharon Yves Yolan, but thank you very much. And the seagulls here in this article, apparently they are actually protected species.
I did not know that.
Very surprised by that.
The seagulls are protected.
Yeah.
There's so many of them. We don't need to protect them. Yeah. I thought protected species were people who were species that are endangered.
Now, we've had mighty discussions beside the water cooler over the years. Are seagulls getting bigger?
They have spoken
about it.
They're huge.
Now, what I've decided to do this morning, because I'm an experienced presenter and many people would have just pressed a button to play a song.
Do you have to keep playing this music in the background? It's very unnerving.
Is it?
I know it's the Animals of Farthing Wood, but it just doesn't sound right.
Very nostalgic. If you want to, I don't mind. I'm very easygoing. I've decided to create a game here where I'm going to give you 5 animals and all you have to do is decide if they're protected or unprotected.
In Ireland?
In Ireland, yeah. We'll begin
with... Sure.
Yeah, we'll begin with the grey squirrel.
Okay. I'm going to say...
Controversial because there's 2 different colours now, red and grey.
I don't know the difference between the two of them, bar their colours. I'm going to say the grey squirrel is protected.
False. It's the red squirrel which is protected. Now, number 2, the Roscommon jellyfish.
I don't think that's a real thing.
That is not a real thing. Correct. Not protected. 3rd one, otter.
Otter, I'd say, is protected.
You are damn right, sir. Welcome to the game. Number 4, the natterjack toad. Is it protected or unprotected? What is a natterjack? Could I come up with such a big word on the spot?
Is there a third option again that is not a real thing?
That is not a real thing. No, yeah. No, it actually is protected. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
The natterjack toad does exist.
Just calm down. It's okay.
No, I'm getting heart palpitations right now. Somebody bring me to Vincent so I can barely see right now. Number 5, the last one, the Carlo worm. And it has in bracket very juicy.
The Carlo worm. Well, I do know that a lot of birds in there want a big juicy worm in Carlo. So I would say you would have to protect those worms because I say they'd be dug up from the ground constantly.
Not protected, Graham.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
We have a new game on a Monday just for the last month and we've been struggling to come up with a name with it, to come up with a jingle for it, and usually people do this off air but we like to do it on air. Finally, a month on, we have a name for this game. We want to call it Mysterious Ad.
Not to blow our own fiddle, but I think that was worth the wait.
I'm actually really happy with that.
We sound okay.
It is where we take turns each week to pick an online ad for the other person. The other person doesn't know what it's for. They just get given the number and they've got in around 5 questions to ask to try and figure out what the person is selling on the phone. You picked the number for me this week.
How did you find it?
It was interesting. I tried my very best. Here we go. Here's the call.
Hello.
Hi there. I'm just calling about your ad I saw online. I got a few questions about it, if that's okay.
Yeah.
What I want to know is, what material is it made out of?
Plastic.
Okay, and roughly how big would it be?
20 kg, there's a 30 kg and a 40 kg.
Okay, right. And is this grey? I can't make...
No, they're red.
Red?
Red and white.
Okay.
So wherever the black is, it's... Wherever the black is, it should be red. You know what I mean?
Okay, where it's black, it should be red. And it comes in different kgs. I'm just going to ask, is there a little bit of writing on it with numbers?
No.
No. Okay. I'm going to say, are you... You're selling gym weights, the plates?
No. Poultry drinkers.
Poultry drinkers?
Poultry drinkers and feeders.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, sorry. I must have the wrong number. Sorry about that. Bye.
Oh, that was an easy one. You really missed a sitter there.
Oh, would you go away? Poultry drinkers and feeders.
Yeah, come on.
Where did you even think about picking that out?
Look, it's an early Christmas present.
I think, though, I was on the right lines. The KGs. I actually think I'm getting better at this game.
You think?
No.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
This game is good for the heart, mind and soul, but it can certainly remove any self-esteem that you have.
We play it every single morning on the show at 7:45. It's where we get a contestant on. We put 1 minute on the clock. Nathan asks some questions and all you got to do is get the answers wrong. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you will have €100. And Dan is playing this morning. How are you?
How's it going?
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes, they're burning hot.
Dan, we remember you. You are the guy that offered us a mystery box to sponsor the birthday bingo drum for the month of August. Are you a little bit upset that we went with Super Steel's Bouncing Castles?
No. Happy for him.
You are going to offer us a pair of socks, Kevin Hart tickets, and then other mysterious prizes.
Well, maybe. It was all a mystery.
It was a mystery, yeah. Do you want to know what some of them were? I can tell you now.
Yeah, you can tell us now.
One of them was a cruise around the Caribbean.
Oh, no.
A cruise around the Caribbean?
And what else?
It tells in your out there to the shopping
centre. I didn't know they still made them.
Oh, God. And was there anything else in there?
I can't remember what the fuck was somewhere.
Wow, Kevin Hart tickets, a cruise around the Caribbean, €1,000 in Drumshot, and a pair of socks.
And I bet you they were good socks as well.
Yeah. Anyway, where's Wally?
Well, look, wait, it's our last, Dan. You offered us, we didn't take it. Who knows, you could sponsor for the month of September. Keep an ear out to the show. We could sort you out and you could sort us out. But this morning, we're going to play a game of Gotta Get It Wrong. It's Monday, you're going to go top of the leaderboard, whatever happens. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There is no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question and you only have a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. Dan, we have 1 minute on the clock. Here we go.
Do your best crying baby impression.
No.
What TV show was the character Richard Hillman in?
Friends.
What TV show was Dirty Den in?
Coronation Street.
What TV show was Phil Mitchell in?
Family Guy.
What rhymes with dart?
P.
How do you spell Lewis?
P-H-L-P.
What noise does a hungry crow make?
No.
What noise does a bloated goat make?
Bah.
What age is David Attenborough?
112.
What gender is Bertie Ahern?
Female.
What's 65 minus 8?
100.
14 plus 23 is 37. True or false?
False.
Speak English.
Hola.
Speak Swahili.
Hello.
Speak Spanish.
Bonjour.
Speak French.
Hola.
How many days are in a week?
12.
How many days are... Oh, ho, ho. Oh, Dan, I think you did very well on a Monday. Counting scores here. How did you find it?
I'm sorry, actually.
I think you enjoyed yourself.
I think so, yeah.
Here we go. Okay, Dan.
Yeah.
We like you a lot, friend of the show, dare I say. You came on this morning and you scored a healthy 14.
You take that. You will take that.
Definitely take that on a Monday.
Nice one, Dan. 14 is your score. People got to come on and get 15 or more between now and Friday to not go off the top of the leaderboard. And if they don't, that €100 will be yours, Dan. Thank you very much. Bye-bye, buddy.
Bye-bye, man.
See you, man. Take care.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
I want to say again, happy birthday to Nathan.
Thank you. Yes, I am applauding myself. That is quite sad. It was my 27th birthday on Saturday. I woke up, I ran down the stairs in my parents' house, and they actually weren't there. They were at a dog show, so it was quite depressing. I was just standing in the kitchen by myself in my very small underwear. But they did leave a present for me.
Yeah, because last week, it was around Wednesday time. Tuesday or Wednesday, we asked the question, do you ask for money or do you ask for a surprise? Because your parents needed to know. If you said surprise, they had to go out and buy something for you.
Now,
it was 100% everyone wanted you to ask for the surprise.
Yeah, so I did go for the surprise. I'd be telling Porky Pies right now in front of the microphone if I didn't say that it ended up being a combination of the two. Because there is an envelope, there is a small little bit of cash. Don't tell the tax man, how are you getting on? And then there was a few surprises, okay? There was three items. Will I tell you what they were?
Please do.
Okay, so the first one, your standard book that your father buys you and you're probably never going to read it.
What was it?
I actually don't know the name. It's a small novel. It's an Irish writer wrote it. It's about a bird or something like that. I'll use it as a door stopper. Okay, that's a fine. That's a filler. That's a stocking filler. But thank you very much, Father, if you're listening. Then the second one was duvet covers for a double bed. So my parents, I've said it before, they want me to move out. I'm reluctantly moving out. I don't know when it's going to happen, but my mum went, that will be great for you for your new place. So I just thought, a bit of a slap in the face. I don't want to leave the gaff.
There's no new place in the horizon.
And the last one, which I'm actually very happy with, and I did need, a brand new wallet. Look. Yeah, look. Brand new wallet.
It's all right.
Keeps a lot of things.
What just fell out there?
Sorry.
What's that? Put that away.
Wait, hang on a sec.
It's breakfast radio.
I'm sorry. That was not supposed to come out of my wallet. Apologies about that.
Okay, you need to find a better place to hide that.
So I didn't know it would just fall out of my wallet.
Right.
And it's out of date.
Another man whose birthday it was on Saturday was Darren. Darren, how are you?
How's it going?
All right, Darren. Did you have a good birthday on Saturday?
I had a great night,
you did. Great. Well, look, you share the same birthday as Nathan. It was your 30th. But we were chatting last week about birthday or surprise, and you said surprise all day long, and you were also going for the surprise. So we said we'd catch up on Monday and find out what you got for your birthday.
Yeah, it turns out I'm going to get a trip to Vegas for St. Patrick's Day next year.
Oh my God! Who gave you that?
The other half of the kids got me that, but then my mum and dad ended up giving me money towards it as well, so...
Oh, so you got a mixture of both.
What a sensational gift.
Oh, so your other half and your parents kind of colluded together to, she got the prize and she got the trip to Las Vegas and they got the money.
Yeah.
Amazing. That's what you're missing out on, Nathan. You don't have another half to do that with your parents.
Well, it's never going to happen.
So it's just your parents doing it by themselves. Well, Darren, we're absolutely delighted to hear that. That is a fantastic prize.
What hotel are you staying in Vegas?
I think it's the Excalibur.
Do it right.
Can I recommend a show?
Yeah, which one?
Thunder Down Under.
No, I'm all right, thanks.
Darren, have an absolutely fantastic time and happy birthday again. Bye bye, buddy.
No problem.
See you, Darren.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
I think we all need to try and move on from Friday's show. That was not good for me. If you weren't listening, I'll just throw it out there. Graham, you don't have tickets to see Pitbull and Britney Spears when they perform tonight. You are Pitbull's biggest fan.
Sold out. They announced Pitbull was supporting Britney Spears after Britney sold out in record time, Three Arena. So Nathan sent me the challenge. Go sing Britney on Grafton Street and he has tickets sorted. This is a little clip of my performance from Friday.
Loneliness is killing me and I must confess I still believe, still believe.
Lovely voice there. You really did yourself proud.
You said you had tickets, you brought me back in and then you said, oh no, I actually said all along I may have tickets and I actually don't and it's funny.
I thought it was a funny joke. Do you know when you just do a prank, you do a wind up? Now, I should say I received a lot of abuse after that prank.
Yeah, I'm just going through social media because the videos are up across Spin's social media and I'm trying to get a kind of sense of the comments, but I can't say a lot of them out on radio.
They're not happy. There's a lot of curse words.
There's one of them that I can say kind of sums it up. Nathan O'Reilly, you're evil. No wonder you're single.
Yeah, that really hurts.
So I'm sitting here on the morning of the gig. I'm reading, it's all over the papers. Britney Spears staying in the Merion. No rumours where Pitbull is staying. We could be the travel lodge on St. Stephen's Green. And I'm wondering, what is going on? Because you really need to sort out these tickets.
I need to improve my PR. Because take a beating.
And the thing is, you're not even doing it for me. You're doing it for your own. For
just
your
about
own
myself.
Self.
I just want to be able to sleep at night. Can you get the drone out, please? Please get the drone
don't
out.
Don't mess with me.
Stop.
Again.
I'm not messing with your
don't
emotions.
Don't mess with me. I know what this is a lot.
I'm passing you over an envelope that I got from the office. Do you remember when I said I went to the bathroom? Just read it. Stop. Open the envelope and read it.
Is this ticket?
This is a good PR.
Is this ticket?
Just open
this ticket?
The envelope.
I feel sick because you keep messing with
me.
I got your tickets to Wonder, right?
Just read what it says. Just read what it says, God damn it.
I'm 70% sure I have a ticket for you, but can you pretend there's a ticket in this envelope to improve?
No, don't rip it. Why are you doing
that's
that?
That's what I'm doing.
Look,
that's what I'm doing.
I'm on to a lot of people. I sent an email at 7:05, realizing, it's actually 7:05. The person is probably still in bed. I'm gonna get you a ticket. Stop, I'm gonna get you a ticket after the show and we'll put it up on Spin's Instagram.
I have just resigned fact.
No,
resigned
stop.
Fact.
We're trying. I have a lot of hands in place.
The only thing I can do now is, we have the Naughty Threesome. I'm asking for a favour. Usually we're only allowed to play one artist per Naughty Threesome. I'm asking, because I can't go tonight, can I at least indulge in playing two Pitbull songs and one Britney song?
I don't think we should.
For anyone going tonight, I think I want to do that. You have no say in this, Nathan, because you've already ruined my weekend. So, if you want us to play two Pitbull songs in the Naughty Threesome just for me, because we're not allowed to, but if it's a democratic society on Fully Charged, just text yes. And if you don't want me, just text no. And if you just text yes, it would make me feel that little bit better. It's up to you. WhatsApp's coming in. Yes, 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 yes. Let's play two Pitbull songs.
Yes, 100%. Play all the Pitbull he wants. It's the least you can do.
That is from Kim.
Try my best. Aaron texted in saying Nathan should probably start looking for a new radio show to host, as his PR is shot to hell right now.
Holly, yes, it's the least you deserve after Nathan screwed you over.
Oh, look.
Someone else goes, yes, if I can be on Birthday Bingo. Well, we don't know, Kieran. We don't know.
Look, I got you a ticket. Just say what you're...
That's the Irish Daily Star.
Oh, will you just pretend? My PR is so bad right now. It's 70%, Graham.
We will be playing two Pitbull songs in Naughty Threesome. I will be throwing in a Britney as well for everyone going to the concert tonight.
And Graham will be going to the concert tonight, okay? We're going to post stuff on social media.
You haven't got anything from me.
Yeah, I'm trying my best. The person hasn't woken up yet. Just please, don't put so much pressure on me.
It's sad you're doing this for yourself and not for me. Sad.
I can't win.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You just gotta believe, you gotta put your hands together, and hopefully we can give away that €1,000.
We have Kieran on the line. Good morning, Kieran.
Morning, lads. How
right,
are we?
Buddy, we're good.
We are playing Birthday Bingo this morning. Have you heard the fiasco about Pitbull?
I have.
Disgrace.
I'm trying my best, Kieran. 70% chance he's going.
70% is a number.
That's good odds.
I don't like it.
It is.
Kieran, look, this morning's month is November and Birthday Bingo. What date in November is your birthday?
19th.
Oh, that's a great date.
It is. It sure is.
I didn't catch that. What did you say?
19th.
Yeah,
I didn't catch it as well. I just have to say it.
19. Oh, right. If it comes out of the Birthday Bingo drum, you'll be winning €1,000, but you won't be going home empty-handed. We also have 13 comes out, a massive giant shark.
It is the equivalent of 4 golden retrievers. It's absolutely huge. Kieran, €1,000 though, what would you spend the money on?
I'm on the way to the garage for a clutch and a car. It's not fun.
Right.
Happy Monday. I'm also going to get one.
Oh, yes. I see. Well, I have two Birthday Bingo drums. One is the beloved Jackie Cooney Birthday Bingo drum. The other one, the electronic one from China, sponsored by Super Steo's Bouncy Castle. Which one do you want to use this morning?
I'll go for Jackie.
We're going to go for Jackie. It is a Monday. Looking for the 19th of November. Best of luck. Here we go. Oh, it's a good spin this morning.
It's a nice spin.
Oh, it feels good to me.
But if 19 comes out, it'll be €1,000 going towards a new clutch in the car. Never nice having to spend money on the car.
No, not fun. No.
All right, we have a date. No messing around this morning. It's a Monday. You want €1,000? I can
it's
sit 19, here.
It's 19, isn't it?
It's a 6'6" man. He's very gaunt with the receding hairline. I can tell you, this morning's date is the 7th.
No!
Sorry, that is not what we are looking for.
Kieran, not even close. I'm sorry, the 7th doesn't win you the jackpot. What it does get you is a pair of tickets to the brand new film Ant-Man and the Wasp. That's the new one from Paul Rudd. Those tickets are yours. Thanks for playing Birthday Bingo and best luck with the car. Cheers, Kieran. Yeah, bye-bye.
See you, Kieran. Bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Undercovers with Nathan.
This is the part of the show where I encourage you just to relax. Take a deep breath. It's still early in the morning. And I want you to just embrace this weird, wacky story. Where do I begin? Drake's song, In My Feelings. We're a huge fan of it on the show. If you don't know what it is, here's a little snippet. Kiki,
do you love me? Oh, yeah. Are you riding?
There we go. Off his album, Scorpion. There you go. Just a little nugget of information from yours truly. Now, with that song comes the Kiki Challenge. I've done it myself, Graham. Have you done the Kiki Challenge?
I haven't done the Kiki
Maybe
Challenge.
Maybe behind closed doors. You just haven't put it on social media. You is
gotta,
that fair to say?
No, because you got
to
do it outdoors. What is the Kiki Challenge?
Kiki Challenge is where you walk beside a car and you start doing these dance moves that I found very interesting. Do you know where the Kiki Challenge actually originates from? Because I didn't.
It's while the car's moving as well. You're sitting in the passenger seat, then you get out while the car's moving.
And you start doing the driving signal with your hand.
Love heart with the hand. There's a little specific dance to go with it too. I actually don't know where it came from.
It originates from an Instagram comedian called Shiggy. He has over 2 million followers and he actually invented the Kiki Challenge.
Shiggy, do you love me?
Other celebrities have done it. Will Smith. I think Will Smith did it on the top of a building. Mm. Very dangerous. Drake said to Shiggy, man, got me a number one record today. Oh my God. So he thanks Shiggy for the... But I think it's a great song. Anyway, why I'm speaking about it is a suspected murderer called Brazen Antoine Mims. That sounds like a nice, delicious sandwich that might include a
sounds
lot
like,
of beef and
like
rocket.
A drink to me.
Do you think? Well, yeah. He was on the FBI's 10 most wanted list.
Yeah.
The police captured him. There's a video doing the rounds of him getting off the plane, being handcuffed with like four or five police in front of him. And I don't know what happened. I think he thought he was being filmed, but he was being filmed because he just broke into an old Kiki Challenge. Now, it's hard to do the Kiki Challenge when your hands
handcuffed.
Are handcuffed, but fair play to Brazen. He tried his best.
Were his legs cuffed as well?
His legs were not cuffed. It was literally just the hands. So he did the driving gesture, but his hands are a little bit tied and he's like, Kiki, Kiki. And the policeman did not like that at all and just threw him into the back of a van.
Okay, can I see the video?
Sorry?
Can I see the video?
Do you want to see the video?
That's right? Okay, forget about it.
I enjoyed the story.
I did enjoy the story.
Kiki Challenge. Try the Kiki Challenge if you haven't. Put it up on your social media and you'll be liked and you'll get loads of followers.
Nathan did it, fell into a tree. I saw one last night. Someone did the river dance to it, which was very, very good. I've also seen a cow walk very slowly.
Yes, very seductive, that cow.
Beside the car. So yeah, check out the Kiki Challenge and Brazen. How many is he going down? He's in jail now? Finished prison.
10 years. They're thinking 10 God. Years.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Trying to sort you out with Pitbull tickets. Calm down, you might be seeing them tonight.
I've given up.
Why have you given up? That's terrible.
And if you are still looking around for some Electric Picnic tickets, well, listen to this, because we've teamed up with Threes Made by Music this week to celebrate how the power of music connects people and brings them together. Every day, we've got tickets to an unmissable Three Arena gig, and at the end of the week, one of our daily winners will bag tickets to the ultimate prize, a Made by Music experience at Electric Picnic.
Today, we've got tickets to see Jess Glynn.
Emma, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Hello, Emma. What's the plan today?
Well, I'm going coaching a cricket match, if you don't mind.
This is good.
Four.
No, wait a sec. Emma, listen, this is... Hazard!
Yes. Hazard!
Hazard!
Ball 1A. Does that mean anything? I think I heard that before. Ball 1A?
Yeah,
Is that a name?
Shane Warne.
Shane Warne.
Yeah, yeah.
But who is your music connection, Emma?
Oh, my friend Enya.
Okay. Enya, what a name.
So Enya would be your music connection. So what we're going to do to win these Jess Glynn tickets, producer Callum's been talking to you off air. We're going to give Enya a call. We have her number in the system. If she answers within five calls, you win the tickets. Five rings, sorry. You win the tickets to Jess Glynn, and then you're in the draw to win Electric Picnic tickets.
Right, you better answer.
And what's your relationship like with Enya?
We're best friends.
Of how many years?
We've only been like proper close for like 2 years, but it's been a deadly 2 years.
It's been intense.
I hope she likes cricket.
Well, here we go, Emma. We're going to give her a call. Five rings is what she has.
Better answer, right. Enya. Don't let us down. One. Oh no.
Hello?
Enya.
Yeah.
Good morning. This is Graham and Nathan from Fully Charged. How are you?
Good.
Apologies for that scream in the background. That must have been very unsettling to answer your phone to that.
Enya, you have just won your friend Emma and yourself tickets to Jess Glynn at the Free Arena, and you go in the draw to win weekend passes to Electric Picnic.
Huzzah! Huzzah! Go on, Monty. Good throw, Monty.
So, Emma, is there anything you want to say to Enya?
Thank you for picking up the phone. I love you a lot.
Oh, this is beautiful to see.
It's absolutely fantastic. Listen, enjoy the gig and make sure you have your phone on, Emma. On Friday, we could be giving you a call back and sending you and Enya to Electric Picnic. Thanks very much for taking our call this morning.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Enya.
Happy birthday to Nathan.
Oh, thank you, Emma, and happy birthday to you, Enya.
Thank you.
Well, I'm sure you have a birthday sometime.
It's my birthday in May as well.
Ah, shut up, Graham.
Right, bye-bye.
Thank you, Emma.
Bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Not to harp on about it, but it was my birthday on Saturday. I turned 27, and I realised something, Graham. Facebook is in a lot of trouble.
Why?
I feel like it could be dying because I only received 10 birthday messages.
10?
Now, there would have been a time a few years back where it would have been in the 60s. Now I have 10. What's going on there?
Question, do you wish people happy birthday on their pages?
I used to. I genuinely used to all the time, but because it's dying, I don't even think I get notifications anymore about my friends' birthdays. And
no, you do.
No,
there is a section where you can check.
I don't know if I do anymore. I don't know. I think there's a glitch in the system. But I did receive the 10 messages from people that I don't hang out with. But thank you very much for everyone that did send me a birthday message. Normally, I would like and comment underneath. But because it was such a low number,
not bothered.
No wasting my time.
Not bothered.
So I'm very disappointed. I'm disappointed in you if you're listening and you know me and you didn't wish me a birthday message.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
And it is time to choose.
Oh, I do enjoy this. Do you know what? I miss it on my weekends.
Three news headlines. Nathan chooses which one he wants to hear the full story from because we're coming to the end of the show. So much news.
So many sheets of paper. I like to do crosswords.
Can't get to them all. I've gone through a bit of a poetic theme this morning for my headlines.
Your inner Seamus Heaney.
So not really snappy headlines this morning. They're more kind of poetry.
Thought-provoking.
Headline number one. The broken tree forgives the storm but remains broken.
Oh, I absolutely love that.
Headline number two. Two roads divulged in a yellow wood and sorry I could not travel. Hoth.
Don't like that. Far too long and your delivery was poor.
It's Robert Frost.
Oh, of course.
The road less traveled.
Frosty boy. Let's see the third one.
And headline number three, Stormy out of the hotel because no Chips Daniels.
Is that another Robert Frost poem?
Maybe. Headline one, two or three, which do you want to go for?
You know what? I'm going to go with the first one. Means a lot to me.
Headline number one, the broken tree forgives the storm but remains broken. This is a story that broke yesterday. In line with the All-Ireland hurling final, which Limerick won by 1 point, that the big tree in Drumcondra, a favourite place for many, many, many GA fans to go before and after games, is closing down in September.
Why?
It is closing down in a multi-million euro deal in place for a 163-bedroom hotel.
Another hotel in the city.
Another hotel in the city, not going towards apartments. The publican says it will run until September, obviously getting the All-Ireland football final. Some people people joked on Twitter it's down to Mayo not staying that long in the championship this year, making it up to Dublin. But it says, no, just time to sell up, and that's what they want to do. And it reminded me, the big tree in Drumcondra. We sang about the big tree in Drumcondra in Dublin, the musical.
Of course, how could I forget?
The original one. And very apt that this story broke recently. Well, that was yesterday. And the song that we sang it to was, in fact, Pitbull's I Know You Want Me.
Wow. Those friends. Drumcondra. I know you want me. Meet me at the big tree.
Yeah.
I know you want me because I'm from the country.
Very sad. Do you know what? The atmosphere is quite low right now. The morale is certainly low in the camp.
I've conceded defeat. I'm not going to Pitbull tonight.
You can barely look at me, so get the drone out. I said get the drone out.
No, you've done this.
No, get the drone out.
You've already done this. You handed me over an envelope with the piece of paper they wrote on 70% chance. Then you handed me over the Daily Star.
I wanted you to pretend it was tickets.
I'm not pretending it's
article
anymore.
About a seagull. Well, look, I did have one person. One person that I contacted.
Can you just stop doing this to me, please?
High up.
It's so annoying.
In a record label. I befriended this person, trip away in Belfast. Little did I know they would help me out. Look now. Now, be honest. Be honest.
I don't want to see your latest...
Read what you see.
Your latest Tinder match.
Stop.
I don't want to see it.
Yeah, I know. I showed you that at 8, but look, read what you see here.
Okay.
What does it say? Now, it's a long conversation. Why am I thanking her, Graham? Why am I thanking her? What does it say?
It says, 2 tickets to Pitbull sorted.
There you go! My PR is wiped clean. You, my friend, you will be seeing Pitbull in the flesh. I managed to do it.
Dali.
Oh, Dali, Dali. We even have a hockey for Dali. Can you please play it?
It's Dali, not darling.
Dali. You are going.
I still don't know if I can trust you.
You are going. There's an email.
Sending a courier now. Enjoy the show, boys. Love her.
Dali.
There you go. You're welcome. You're Nathan. Very welcome. Now, do you take back what you said that I'm only doing this for my PR?
100% not going to take that back.
Yeah, it is true.
You would much rather you have good PR after the backlash you got over the weekend due to the Britney Spears fiasco than see me happy.
Dali.
But Nathan, I will take it.
I'm very happy with you. Happy you're happy.
And you know, who knows? Maybe you've sorted out Pitbull to give me a little message
stop
tonight.
Stop being greedy, but I will document
Dali.
Graham's experience on official Spin 1038's Instagram tonight.
Dali.
I'm so happy.
Just press the button, man. We got to keep going with the show.
Dali.
Okay, stop.
That one?
Dali.
Yeah. Fully charged with Graham and Nathan. Highs of 20 today. Going to be scattered showers throughout. But I tell you, how can you be sad when Pitbull and Britney are in town?
I sorted out Graham with 2 tickets just there. I got a message from someone high up in a record label.
No,
oh,
no.
My! Oh, wow! Whoa, it's a promo for another radio show. How dare you?
That was my Instagram going off.
Only I'm fully charged with Graham and Nathan would that happen. What I will say is I have a fantasy. I have a dream that I hope just comes true for some strange reason. The tickets, they're coming on courier. I just imagine there, after the show, we're out in the office, big open plan office, guy with the motorbike helmet. Opens the door. He's holding the 2 tickets. He walks straight up to you. He goes, Dali. Oh, and he actually takes off the helmet and it's Pitbull.
I will be upset if it isn't that.
What if it's Patrick Bergen?
Yeah, I'll take Patrick Bergen.
That's very niche and I just punched the microphone. I think it's time to go.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8. 8. 8.